This is Erin Eldridge, and you're listening to the debut of Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1, an extension of our school newspaper, BHS Unleashed. As of March 12th, Bedford High School is sending a team of Bulldogs to a national championship. But instead of bringing balls and sticks, these Bulldogs are packing their lab coats and safety goggles. A team of 15 dedicated students is traveling to the University of Wisconsin May 20th to attend the National Science Olympiad Tournament. A defining characteristic of the team? They're all girls. When asked about the team dynamic, co-captain Nina Levine had to say,
especially since science is something that, like, you know, girls are seen as not having as many opportunities in, the fact that we are all girls, we're really proud of that.
Aishdeva added,
yeah, I think it's awesome that the team is all girls, but I'm sure we would have had the same spirit with, like, both boys and girls, but I mean, I'm happy that it's all girls because, like, I think we'll be able to become, like, better friends through this, which is nice.
As far as what a science Olympiad tournament looks like, it's 23 events ranging from biology to mechanical engineering. Students have the opportunity to choose which events they will participate in based on their academic interests.
I am currently on an event called Bridge, and I get to, like, build bridges. And personally, I'm very interested in architecture, so I thought this would be, like, a really great way to pursue that.
Not only does the Science Olympiad team offer a deviation from the standard curriculum, it also offers an opportunity for students to learn what it would be like to pursue science after high school. Team member Kenzie Kern shared,
right now, I'm almost 100% set on going pre-med and then becoming some sort of doctor. So, like, having more experience outside of the classroom with science definitely helps me. I enjoy science a lot, so I kind of just do it because it's fun, and I like the teachers that run it and the kids that I do it with.
After working their way up from a third place state finish 3 years ago, the team hopes to be competitive at the national tournament this May. Advisors Michaela Nutting and Jennifer Bainey agree.
It's more for the experience, for the students to meet other students that do Science Olympiad and kind of learn from what other students do. It's a chance for us as coaches to talk to other coaches and learn about other teams as well. We're mostly going just to do science and have fun.
We wish them good luck next month and look forward to hearing the outcome of the tournament. For Radio Unleashed, I'm Erin Eldridge on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.